Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Fempire.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Fempire.
Things are about to change around here.
It's time to catch up with the girl gang. Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Everyone, right now, I am wearing a sequin jacket that is a vintage from Wasteland in LA, and
vintage,
I would like the girls to describe
it. She does look really cute.
I mean, you look like a
Arabian princess.
Yes.
Thank you.
My mom had something like that she wore around the holidays.
Yes, she did. That's why we love her.
Yes.
Anyway, we're so excited that you guys are joining us on this podcast, and it's been a very big week for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you that you can always go to podcastone.com to check us and all the other great podcasts out. Make sure to follow us on @fempirepodcast.com and go to iTunes and subscribe. And honestly, this week, more than ever, subscribing is going to be very important because we're going to tell you in a little bit when it comes to good week, bad week. But you have to subscribe or you might never hear from us again. Just kidding. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, I guess it's time for
good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
It's
this week.
Starting.
Okay. I'm going to start because I actually just rushed over here, hauled ass, from an infectious disease doctor.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, that's right.
So, wait, are you?
It's a virus, which means it's not contagious. I've been tested for literally everything under the sun. Backstory. I'm going to give you an abbreviated version because this has been going on for a week and it's been every day and every minute of every day. So I went to Tulum for my 30th birthday. It was the most magical trip ever. And I was with my closest friends, my boyfriend, my sister and her husband, probably the most incredible trip that my boyfriend planned as a surprise for me.
What a good boyfriend you have.
Good
by
week.
The way.
Your boyfriend's awesome.
That's part of the good week. However, 3 days after returning from Tulum, while I was there, I got covered in bug bites, mosquito bites, because that's just the person I am, my whole life. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of normal for me to come back from a tropical vacation looking like I have chicken pox. However, 3 days later, I get the worst fever ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not going away. And then this really specific pain behind my eyes, horrible. I couldn't move my eyeballs around. So,
but you just lay there just staring forward?
I was so miserable. And finally on day two, my sister's go to the emergency room because you've been in a foreign country and you have bug bites all over yourself.
Yep.
Everyone knows in the news right now, there's all these crazy reports about all these viruses that people are getting in places like Mexico. So I go to the ER. The doctor is kind of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of looking at me like he looks at probably every young girl that comes in just not feeling good.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know Becca Tobin, not a delicate flower.
And I'm not a delicate flower. I'm not. And this really made me feel like Yolanda Foster. You know, it's she really, I have so much sympathy for her now because it's you know when you're not feeling well. And if you're a tough cookie normally, it takes a lot to bring you down. So this doctor is okay, you're fine. They do some blood work. Meanwhile, I didn't find out until today at the doctor's office that specializes in this, that my blood work was actually pretty terrible. So, like, my platelets were down, my white blood cells, blah, 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 blah.
Wait, and they told you you were fine?
They were like, oh, it's a little bit whatever, you're fighting off a virus, blah, 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 but you can't do anything for a virus. And I'm like, if one more person tells me you can't do anything for a virus, I am aware that you can't do anything for a virus, but you can do things like find out you don't have Zika or dengue so that you're not then dead 24 hours later, or have a baby with a tiny head, which is the side effect of Zika.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like frustrated. So then he refers me to a regular doctor, general practitioner. Great. The guy laughs in my face when I say it might be dengue fever, because the pain behind the eyes after Googling that,
yeah, that's
dengue
a very specific
comes
symptom.
Up. Yeah, comes yeah. up like all over. My sister, meanwhile, is like a self-proclaimed doctor who Googles everything under the sun.
WebMD.
So number one, probably you thought you were dying.
I thought I was dying.
Yeah.
One night
you can't Google anything.
No, you can't. But I am, however, I'm really glad, because I wasn't letting this go. I was like, I know that this is what I have, and it's too on the nose for all these symptoms. And the doctor's like, oh my God, we can't even test you for that. If you haven't been to Africa, we're not testing you for that. You don't have dengue fever. Meanwhile, I wouldn't give up the fight, because my fever just wouldn't go away. And he finally referred me to an infectious disease doctor. I go in today, and we go through all my symptoms. He's such a nice guy. And I'm like, you know, it kind of crossed my mind, like, it could have been dengue, but, like, this doctor told me, like, absolutely not. And he's like, it absolutely could have been that. It probably was that. So, moral of the
Wait,
story.
So do you have
Do
it?
You have the
Here's
dengue?
The thing.
What do you do
Here's
to,
the thing.
For dengue?
Most likely that's what it is. At this point, I could get tested, but he, you know, like every other doctor says, there's nothing you can do at this point.
So there's no, and I've like, been, special
No, like, I've been through the scary phase of it to where I could have died. But nobody really does, you know, die from this. It's, like, pretty hard to die. However, it's, like, a pretty
probably not that hard to die when you're in Africa, though.
I don't know. So, anyways, I was like, you know what? I don't need to know. But actually, just hearing you say that's probably what it was and not laugh at me feels really freaking nice. The moral of the story here is doctors don't know everything. WebMD the F out of everything. And if you really are, you have a conviction and you think it's true, go to a specialist. Like, what's the worst thing that can happen?
And doctors, stop being such dicks.
Don't be so arrogant.
Ugh. So rude.
Anyway.
Okay, well, I'm glad you made it through dengue
I know.
Fever.
I'm glad that you're here and you're not dead.
I have a 99 degree fever right now. So.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna move over.
You know what's so funny? When you walked in, I thought, Becca is so, like, glowy.
I thought you were
like, your skin,
too,
I thought you had tons of sex today.
No. It's no sex. It's
just
all
the dengue.
Fever.
Wow.
It's dengue. It
looks
fever.
Great.
Thank you.
You got to do that before your next audition. Okay. It's incredible.
This
Thank
kind
you.
Of, like, pisses me off, because you look so good when you're
you
sick.
You look so good right now.
Guys.
No, but even that, remember that picture of from which got the oh the
when you had the rash,
you looked so good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Better
guys.
Than me on like my most perfect makeup.
You know what?
Day.
We don't want to be friends with you anymore.
Yeah, no, you're
That's
out.
That's totally fine. I'll
you're
take
out.
It.
Did you have a good week?
I mean,
probably not.
It's tough. It's really tough.
Have you lost any weight sweating out the fever?
No, I'll tell you, I haven't, because I've been eating pinkberry. Here's the good week.
Mm.
Pinkberry has a flavor that I'm addicted to, and I'm not even a frozen yogurt person, but I now get grapefruit flavor at pinkberry.
Ooh.
With coconut and mochi, and I've been having that for dinner almost every night.
Wait, do they still have the watermelon flavor?
I don't know, but that sounds gross.
So, watermelon with, like, watermelon squash
okay, turkey
on it.
Ice cream. Shut it down. We know your favorite ice cream.
So I'm sorry for my long, boring medical story, but Jack, please lift us up.
Okay, so I'm going to lift you up specifically, because I was going through my office the other day, and I found something. And it's for you.
Oh, my God. Please describe.
What? So about like 5 years ago, I made Gleek bracelets. So, yes, I was profiting off your show.
I think I get residuals for this, don't
so I? So I owe you like $9 or something.
You know what? I love it.
Was it a bestseller?
It sold a lot back
really?
In the day. Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
It did. I'm glad I didn't get sued, you know, because usually get sued for things
It's
like
so
that.
Awful mm-hmm. when people use your things and then they don't like it.
Right? I know. But wow.
That's
okay.
a good week for you, Becca.
It's good week. So now you have a good week.
Oh, thanks, Jack. I'm such a gleek.
I know you are. I think you can still buy them. So jackvanek.com, everybody.
Yeah, all you gleeks out there, we can be matching.
Yeah, match Becca. So my real good week is... So,
oh, really? You're going to go from good week to gooder week?
But then it goes back it's down revolting. And like hits the ground. Don't worry. So, well, this is going to help you. I'm just helping you guys today. That's all I'm doing.
Okay. Good friend.
So the last show that we had, Kelty kind of like released her crazy ex-girlfriend stories upon us and thought... I think she thought that we were going to come back with our crazy ex-girlfriend stories.
You think you thought? No, I felt like you were definitely going to also have stories of when you acted crazy. And Becca's never been dumped and you had no stories.
Because I'm not insane. I'm too lazy to be crazy. Mm-hmm. That's my motto.
Too lazy to be crazy.
Make that shirt. It's going to be a jacket. It's already in the works.
Too lazy to be crazy.
That literally is my motto.
It's such a motto.
Oh, incredible. Mm.
So, anyways.
Can you do a dengue t-shirt?
Yes. Dengue fever.
Down with dengue. Raise awareness.
Down with the dengue.
I'm not glowing. It's the fever.
I'm sweating tits.
It's not sexual penetration.
I'm sweating dengue. Tits.
Okay.
Anyways, okay. So, because I felt bad for Kelty, I posted a little thing on our Fempire Instagram. Like, because, okay. I've done this before because I feel like crazy ex-girlfriend stories are so fun, Most people have them. So I've actually posted this on my own Instagram a while ago, got amazing stories from people being absolutely nuts. But so I did it again on our Fempire one, and we got some really good stories. So I'm just going to mention a couple.
Okay.
So basically the post just said, what's the craziest thing you've ever done to your ex or whatever? Mm-hmm. So Abby Vire says... Sent a teeny tiny dick pic to every girl in his phone saying it was his, and then broke his phone so he couldn't deny it.
Yes.
Which I think is
Abby,
amazing.
You get the crown from me, from one crazy to another.
I feel like, that's something that you
I would do. 100%.
See, that's good because it's almost like, it's not passive aggressive, but I think it's more passive aggressive.
I'm pretty sure that's just aggressive.
It's aggressive. Yeah.
But it's like, you don't have to do anything.
Probably illegal.
So good.
But like, you don't have to move and like light something on fire. Mm-hmm. You can do it just while you're sitting
Probably
there.
Won't go to jail.
So this, another one is from Aaron_D9. And she says, I found out he was on a dating site while we were together and cheating. So I catfished him using a friend's pics. And when it was time for their date, I showed up with four friends and a bag of his stuff, including his sneakers filled with dog poop. He didn't find the poop for 3 days.
Good job.
Amazing. Oh, so I love...
Who has the energy to be on dating sites and date someone?
I did.
It's exhausting.
Wait, how did I do that? I'm so lazy. Because it's lazy.
Too lazy to be crazy.
It's lazy. Okay, so my bad week. Uh-oh. It all comes down.
Good.
So my PMS is at an all-time high. Like, all-time of my life high. Mm-hmm. And I've been crying over everything. I've been irritated over everything.
But your boobs look great.
Yep, sure do.
They're so swollen. And it's a really
My boobs are so big and perky now.
Guys,
it's exhausting.
Life is so hard.
Becca always talks about my boobs, but I wear the most padded bras ever.
Uh-huh. Whatever, it's working.
I can't even feel if you touch it. I'm touching it, I can't feel. So last night I went to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I got a large fry and like a 12-piece chicken nugget.
Yeah, you did.
Do you know how they make those?
Don't even go there.
No, don't care at all. And I sat in my car and listened to Rewind by Rascal Flatts on repeat for 45 minutes.
Did you get dumped?
And sobbed my eyes out.
Did you get dumped?
No. I'm like as happy as can be. But I will mention that this is the second time I've done this. I did it a year ago because I think it's the most romantic song in the entire world. And I was sobbing because I was like, this is so great. All I want is like for somebody to treat me this way. Like it's the most beautiful song ever. And then last night I found a man that treats me that way, and I was sobbing because I was so happy.
Oh,
it was happy tears, but it was still tears, and I still was so upset.
Oh, my God.
Too lazy to be crazy. Not lazy at all, just crazy.
That's not lazy.
No.
I never said that.
So it was kind of a good week.
Well, okay, I'm gonna go into like a little bit of a badder week.
Okay.
It'll be
How come you're getting good, good, or bad badder?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
My week has been all over
just
the place.
Just be good or bad.
Stop taking the spotlight.
Well, so a little word to the wise for every woman. Don't go on WebMD and look up side effects to birth control when you're PMSing.
Or do. Don't get me on this freaking bandwagon.
What?
Don't get in. This is no. This is not for our podcast.
This is not our podcast audience.
No.
But don't be on birth control. But also don't get pregnant.
Don't get
I'm not saying.
No sex before marriage.
Just
Don't do anything.
Get an IUD, okay? That's how you don't get blood clots and die. I'm sorry. I had to say it.
Okay. Is it my turn or what?
I'm scared of birth control. All I have to say is, anybody listening, please tell me what birth control to go on, because I'm terrified of all of them.
IUD.
Mm-hmm. Even those, dude.
No.
Yes. Go, Kelsey.
My life's a dream.
Well, listen. Dengue and McFry over here.
Is that good?
It's not that good.
This tea that Kelsey brought in.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Kind of tastes like...
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to start with my good week. I have found our new favorite Instagram to follow.
What?
It's at Kanye Doing Things.
Oh, no. Mm.
And it's basically...
Wait, can we talk about the butt thing?
No. Oh. It's too much. I can't. So Kanye Doing Things is an Instagram where it's just this guy making fun of Kanye. Mm. And it's basically like him in the front seat of the Lakers game and it yawning. And it's like Kanye yawning. And then it's like Kanye not buying this whole key to success bullshit. And then it's like Kanye pushing North's stroller in Disneyland. Like, it's so dumb and it's so funny. Like, one of them is him on the beach and it just says Kanye sanding off his towel.
Oh my god.
It's really funny.
They have good. One of these with Kim Jong-un and it's
really good.
Pretty good.
Okay. Anyway, I felt like it was a nice find.
That's good. I like that.
Okay.
Kanye
Let's
doing
go into
things.
My bad week. This bad week was so bad that 3 days ago I had to text everyone in the group chat and say, my bad week is so good.
That always makes me so excited.
I know.
Anytime one of us is like, I got it.
Well, exactly what you guys said was going to happened.
Your husband left you?
Yeah.
No. So listen, my husband, who I love so dearly, it's my birthday yesterday. And I always have the worst birthdays. There's something about birthdays. Christmas is amazing. Valentine's Day is awesome. My anniversary is always delicious. Something bad happens on my birthday every year. Like, it's just a crappy time. And I don't know if it's I bring it into my universe because I'm like
manifesting
emo
it.
Or whatever. Anyway, so my husband was on a work trip. I could not even sleep for 2 days. He's in New York and he was in Miami and he's all over the place with one of his clients and like they're on a private jet and I'm pretty sure there were like whores around. Anyway, so I couldn't sleep for 2 days and I was like, I don't know what's happening. And one of the nights I was so restless, I took a NyQuil and I still couldn't sleep. So I got up and I walked down the street on Santa Monica Boulevard, which is like, I don't live
middle of the night?
Yes. And I got 4 donuts, a Boston cream.
Wait. Where did you go?
Donut time.
You know that place is like a drug dealer.
It's literally
thing.
Where you go to buy drugs.
Yes.
Yes, and donuts. So I had a Boston cream.
Literally
I had
just
a,
drugs.
A classic. I had a chocolate. I ate them all at one time. Then I went to sleep. I woke up the next morning. My makeup artist is like, your face is really puffy. I'm like, yeah, because I ate donuts at 3 a.m. I can't sleep. My husband's out of town.
There's so anyway, probably some drugs in there.
Hubs comes home. And he's like, how was your week? Oh, good. My week was good, too. Great. And he's like, okay, cool. I'm going to shower. And I'm like, okay. He goes, turns the water off. And he turns the water on. And he comes. He sits on the end of the bed. And he goes, I have something to tell you. My whole, like, self is like, what? Anyway, long story short.
Wait, that was the most terrifying thing you've ever done.
It was horrendous. And I just couldn't even breathe. Anyway, so I'm thinking like, it's over. We're divorced. Like, I'm so confused. Anyway, he was like, listen, I was in New York. I went to the strip club and I was with like other guys and everyone was doing it. And I got a lap dance and I feel really guilty. So I'm like, tell you right now. And I said, you know, I said, I'm so cool with this. I'm totally fine. Night. Just kidding. I cried for like a whole day and I was like, oh my God, all the things that the girls told me are true. Like, I'm not sexy enough and I'm not hot enough. And now he's going to find another woman named like Bunny. Like, I don't know.
Wait, what does the donuts have to do with this? Is this circling
I just knew
out?
In my gut that like someone's shenanigans
something
were going
happening.
On. So I had to date a carb, you know? Anyway, so here's the thing. So I ended up everything. Listen, here's what you want in a husband. You want someone that's going to come and say, yo, some shenanigans happened. Like, it's cool. I love you. It wasn't like
are
a
the
thing.
Shenanigans like champagne room shenanigans?
Yes.
Wait, like he had
wait,
a private
he got like
lap
a hand
dance?
Job?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I don't think
he
so.
He probably was just
I don't know. What happens in the
was
champagne
he in a private room?
No.
It,
no
oh,
private
then
room.
It's yeah, fine. It's fine.
Private, and then maybe they can do some like,
I used to work at one.
Stuff.
It's totally fine. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Anyway, so the good thing is Bunny, Kitty,
Ambrosia. ambrosia.
Anyway, so I realized that I really am lucky because I do have a good husband and I really do love him so much. But the best part, this goes into my good week, which was like, that was really horrible and kind of like, oh, in my heart. But then for my birthday, I woke up the next morning after this conversation. There was a card on the table and I opened the card and it was like the most beautiful card. Like, you're my whole world. I love you so much. And then it had all these little spa services. Ooh. And he had made little check marks and he's like, I'm taking you for a spa day on Saturday. Check which one you want. And I was like,
you cheated.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I was like, your shenanigans caused me to eat 4 donuts. I'm gonna have to Tracy Anderson every day this week to fit into my Grammy dress. So I checked every single box except the chirotherapy because that's just way too cold for me. Wait, so anyway, yeah.
So you basically are taking your husband to the cleaners.
Kind of, yeah.
Hey, that sounds good to me.
Listen, it's fine. He went to the strip club and
yeah, it's kind of. Yeah.
Is it okay for guys to go to the strip club?
100%.
Yeah, I think.
Listen,
so.
But you know what? Here's the thing. You can let them go to the strip club when they're with, like, their bros and stuff. Yeah, but, like, you can tell if your husband or boyfriend is going to go into the champagne room depending on what guy he's going to the strip club with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I will say, you know, it's a real thing, like, the champagne room and, like, some sexual acts being done. But I feel like when most guys go, especially your husband, who's, like,
the best
so
guy
sweet.
Ever, yeah. You know he's not going to do anything weird. He probably felt so bad for just being in
totally.
The strip club that
he probably
was like,
grossed out. Yeah, for sure.
I think it's totally fine. I mean, yeah. I would probably be like, hey, can you give me a heads up if you're going?
Yeah.
Because then I'll, like, send someone in disguise to, like, videotape you.
100% but, put on a wig like, and glasses.
But, you know, a heads up would have been nice. But you know what? It's fine. It's not like...
I'm just always torn between, like, I'm not a regular wife. I'm a cool wife. But I'm not. I'm
you're
like
a cool
total
wife.
Psycho wife.
No, no, no. You're a cool wife. Too. Your husband is a music manager. I mean, you have to be cool to even marry
someone. Yeah, he's like out traveling with like some of the biggest artists in the world. It's that mm-hmm. requires a lot of trust on your end.
Anyway, if you guys are wondering why
I guess
I'm feeling puffy, it's the 4 donuts. Thanks, husband. Anyway.
I can't believe you went to donut time. That's insane.
I can't either.
Well,
okay, well,
I want to say this. I'm very excited about what's coming up next because since it is my birthday week, we invited my best friend forever, Christina Perry, to the podcast. And she's so radical and so magical. And she's going to inspire the crap out of you. And she has such good stories. And so I'm very excited about that. But we also have something to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
A collective bad week.
It's probably the worst
it's
bad
kind
week
of we're starting this the way that Chris started telling Kelty about the strip club.
Yeah.
We're sitting on the end of your bed right now.
Yeah.
Anyway. You just ate a bunch of donuts.
You just ate some donuts because you're feeling like something is off, right? Mm-hmm.
There's something we have to tell you. We got in a little bit of trouble. We started the Fempire podcast and got really excited and did a photo shoot and did a logo and got it up on iTunes and we worked our butts off. We worked so hard to get this podcast up.
Mm-hmm.
Then, out of the internet abyss... came someone who actually legally owns the name Fempire. Now, we were confused by this because she hadn't really done a whole lot. Like, the brand wasn't out there. It wasn't like Nike where you were like, yeah, someone obviously already started Nike. Like, it was like a little bit of a disarray. So we weren't sure what's going on. So then the Fempire became very popular and it's awesome. And you guys listened and you loved it and you shared it and it's everywhere. And we have like over 4,000 social media followers already on Instagram, like in just a few weeks, which is just mind-blowing. The bad news is that we are going to have to change the name of the podcast so that we don't get sued because we want to continue to buy bags and shoes and mm-hmm.
lap dances.
I want to be able to afford rent and stuff.
Yes. And so we're going to change the name. Next week, we're going to debut a new name. But the best part is that we need your help. We need your help finding a new name for our little girl gang. And so please head on over to our Instagram and tell us what you think we should call ourselves. We have 1 week to change everything and become best friends with everyone at iTunes and figure out what we're going to do. But the truth is that this is exactly what we hoped it would be, this little conversation we have every week. And the feedback we've gotten is just incredible. And honestly, we could call this the
poop podcast,
and I think everyone would still
like
really enjoy it.
The poop
podcast. Podcast is number one on our list, so please prove us wrong.
Yeah, please give us like a 2 through 5 that we can choose from.
Yes,
but poop podcast is
and
our
so,
go-to.
Right, and so in this next week, if you could please tell all your friends and make sure you subscribe and like really blow it up because we're gonna make this bigger than ever. Because what does a hardworking girl do when the hard real world of law gets you down?
Don't say no.
You don't say no. You keep get a new name. You keep going and you make it the biggest brand in the entire world.
Poop podcast.
That's true.
Poop podcast.
You can't get us down.
Raise a glass with the Fempire.
Well, we are back, and this is so, so, so exciting because Christina Perry is here.
Yeah, woo! Girl.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
She's basically the queen of heartbreak. I mean, there's no one that gets having true. Your heart That's melted so like you.
When Jar of Hearts came out, I used to do what Jack did at McDonald's parking lot. Just
no way.
My
really?
Oh, my God.
I
yes.
did too, to
I used
honest.
To do it, too, and that's why I wrote Jar of Hearts.
At least you're it. Talented. We just, no, we just can't do anything. It's true.
Well, thank you.
So, first of all, yay, you're here.
Thanks.
I'm really excited.
Thanks for having me. You guys are amazing.
We're giant fans.
Yeah, we're so such big fans. And thanks. I want to get right to it. So let's start with the sad stuff. What has been the Hollywood heartbreak? What has been the moment in your career where you thought you were going to get something, or you thought something was going to happen, and you had already like spent the money in your head, you were already there, and then it fell to the floor?
Whoa, that's a good question. Just in my career, not in life?
No, it has to be Hollywood.
Hollywood. Okay.
It could be a Hollywood.
How about this? There's like 25 things I can say. Yeah. Because that's how this goes, you know. I think like my first, you know, I started in 2010 professionally. And I think that for the my first album cycle was about 27 months long. And I didn't look up. Like, I was just like, oh, my God, what's happening? And I was terrified most of the time. So I didn't see the behind the scenes stuff. I didn't really know, like, when things would happen, it was like, cool, you know, they like you here, go here. And like, I was so not jaded, I think, you know, because I didn't have any experience of ever having my dreams come true before. So as they came true, I was just like, this is the best thing ever. And I didn't notice dreams not coming true, or specific gigs and cool projects and endorsements and I don't know, all that stuff. Then I, you know, took a break and did my second album, and that was totally different. I was like a different person because I had, you know, done it one way and then realized I wanted it to be bigger and better. And I think my entire second album cycle, I was forced, well, also because Jar of Hearts was so huge, and like, because of So I Think You Can Dance, and then A Thousand Years, it was so huge because of Twilight. So when I came out with the second album, Human didn't have anything. So I was the vehicle. You know, I didn't have like an extra vehicle with it. So I was faced with like selling myself for the first time so far in my career. I guess that's like a general one, but I would say like having to sit and do, you know, all different things and be really like, selling myself sounds awful, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that is like, what it is though.
Yeah. Like wearing something really cute and like doing thing, you know, saying certain things in interviews and like, you know, just even if I didn't believe that I was that cool or pretty, I had to pretend like I was and like I felt like I was. And that's really weird, to me. And now that I'm doing my third album, I'm going to reject all of that forever and never do that again. I've decided I'm never going to feel that way. And if it works, cool. If it doesn't, cool. But now I'm not going to like try really hard to make certain specific things happen, because if it doesn't, I don't want to feel like crap.
Well, at least you're true to yourself in the end.
Seriously.
Too.
Yeah. And I realize I'm really okay. Like, I got to a place at 29 where like I'm cool with whatever happens. I really truly am. You know that.
It's very interesting. Becca always said this one thing, and I've never forgotten it. She said, you know, when Glee happened and it was all like I was walking red carpets and everyone around me was so excited for me, and I sort of like waited till I was excited for, like I was waiting till I felt excited.
Yeah, you're kind of waiting to sort of like catch up with what the with reality, and you never really do. So you like plaster a smile on your face and you like go through the motions.
Yeah.
But then at the end you feel pretty empty because you're like, number one, I have not been myself for a year, 2 years, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool that you've been able to get back to this place. I'm still trying. I'm still working it out.
You know what else? You know what really helped? What really helped was watching a lot of my friends go through it and just be like, wow, I don't want to be them.
Yeah.
You know? And like genuinely, not like, of course, everybody wants to sell tons of records and, you know, be on the cover of magazines and whatever, maybe. Mm-hmm. But like when I watched a lot of my friends, the light went out in them, you know? And I was friends with them the whole time, so they weren't on when they were with me anyway, and then they weren't on anymore when we were just hanging out, and I was just like, whoa, where did they go? And I watched that so many times that I decided, like, you know, like I said, like, I'm just not gonna, I don't need that. If it happens, cool, but I'm not gonna put an expectation.
What's the moment in all of this where you thought you were the ish, like where you were, you thought, I am it.
This is going to be so different than reality, because me thinking I'm the ish is like the dorkiest thing ever versus like what society might think is cool.
Okay, give us both. Give us both.
All right. So me thinking like that, one of my favorite moments in my entire life was when I went on tour with the Twilight cast, and I was in a private jet with all the actors, and I was sweating in the back row. Like, my hands were super sweaty because Jackson's name is Jasper, and like Ash's name is Alice. And I was just like, oh my God, I can't do this. Like, I was nerding out so hard. I just didn't call any of them anything. And then like my luggage came out of the private plane and had Twilight Band-Aids all over it. Oh, they're like, whose is this? And I was like, well, I don't know. And,
an hour later, you're like, I need to get my bag.
So I was like at a point in my life where, and Kelty knows this, like Twilight, like when I moved to my shoebox apartment on Beachwood Avenue.
Book covers framed on the wall.
But I had nothing else. I had no furniture. I'm a Twihard.
You are a Twihard.
Yeah, they're my people. I have the tattoo.
And this was all before. All before.
3 years before. Wait, I got one for you that no one knows. Okay. I waited. You might know this, Kelsey. I waited in line for 4 hours to see Twilight New Moon by myself at Universal City Walk when I realized that all the girls were going to go after school. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to not get a good seat because I didn't have like an assigned seat. So I went at 3 in the afternoon and wore a hot pink hoodie and pretended I was 17. And then the best part was I made friends with all the little girls waiting, and I went to pee like a half hour before they let everyone in, and they surprised everyone and let them in. But the little girls that I was standing with all day, like, literally grabbed my stuff and saved me a seat.
You're like, our friend needs to see by us.
I don't know who they are, where they are. I don't know if they know who I am now. Wow. Like, I wish like I could thank them for
that's
that.
So cute.
But that's so that's cute. How Twilighty I've always been. So obviously for me that was a huge moment.
I feel like a lot of people can identify with that though, because like there's a bajillion people that are as obsessed with Twilight.
Yeah, and that was the whole point of this like tour I did, where I was doing their promo. So they would do like interviews, and I would come out and do 3 songs. And like one of the, you know, Q&As were like, how does it feel to be on tour with Christina Perry? Like, they asked the actor that, you know, like it was just because they were my people. And I would get up there and be like, I see you. Like, I feel you. Like, everything you're thinking, like, I'm thinking too. Like, and that was just a highlight.
What was the Hollywood moment?
I think the Hollywood moment, would probably be my very last show I did, which was sold out 55,000 people singing a duet with Ed Sheeran at Gillette Stadium in Boston. I mean, that's like
pretty good. Yeah.
That's a huge like thing. And Chris Martin played my piano. I mean, like that stuff is like very cool. But like my version of cool is different. It's like Twilight, meeting Cher and like, you know,
Barack
Paul
Obama.
McCartney. Yeah, yeah. Playing for Barack Obama was a big one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Michelle Obama, so cool.
Yeah, I have a great photo of all of us. Yeah.
I know that you have a lot of friends. I mean, none more important than me, but
obviously.
Who do you still follow on social media, like secret stalker style, that you haven't met, that you haven't interacted with, but you're...
Oh, so not people I've made out with or anything, like not a guy.
Or you could divulge that information.
Hold on.
Yeah, we love that.
Do you have people that you've made out with that are famous that no one knows about?
Yep. Wow. You know I do.
I mean, I'm asking as your podcast host and not as your best friend. Of course I know.
Yes, yes, yes. And I can't say.
What's the secret life of DMs on your Twitter like?
Is it... That's, you know what?
Trolling goes on, right?
Yeah, listen, have you ever like gotten in with a DM? Like gotten to know somebody through that?
Yep, and gone out with and hung out with and made out with. Yeah,
see,
just because
of
DM. That's, you know, but that's
I
the, like,
see that all the time.
It's the weirdest thing. And then actually I stopped. Like a couple, like when I see guys, because the thing that's weird is if you have the verified like check, some guys will follow me and then unfollow me and then follow me again like so many times, so I'll see it.
Yeah.
So clearly I'm like, never, like, you know, and then I wouldn't do that. But then there's some of like my favorite people that I've accidentally tweeted. This is how I figured out what the DM situation was, because I would just watch my favorite TV shows, movies, and, you know, listen to my favorite music and tweet at the band or artist or actor.
Yeah.
And then they would follow me and tweet me back and be like, sup, you know, and give me their phone number. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, dude, yes.
So I did this. Yeah, yeah, it happened a couple times.
Good. I'm not alone.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
But now I'm over it. Now I think it's kind of weird. And as soon as someone DMs me, I'm like, ugh. And I don't even open it just
not
in case they can see. I don't open
DMs.
It. That just made me sound like an awful person. I'm really sorry. I didn't
it's
mean
so
to
hard
like
when the A-list celebrities DM me.
I know.
Like,
Justin Bieber, stop messaging me.
No.
Come on. We would never even reply to Justin Bieber.
No. But I don't know about anybody else that I follow all my friends that like are, you know,
don't
doing
like a
something.
Stalker?
Yeah, that you're not friends with, that you like wish that you'd be friends with.
Like a celebrity crush.
Okay, I do that with a Kardashians.
Oh, same.
And Gigi. And the models. Wait, what's the other one? Kara. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I feel like you and Kara would actually be really good friends.
Maybe. It's so funny. Energy. I've actually followed and unfollowed them before because I'm like, why am I following them? We're not friends in real life. And then every once in a while, I'm like, I want to see what they're wearing.
Oh, yeah.
So I like go on and then I like clear my search history. So it's not like I like have to look at the fact I looked at that. That's just truth. I'm dropping truth bombs.
Don't
right
all
now.
Those girls feel like the popular girls in high school right now?
Oh, God.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm a million years older than Gigi and Kendall and all those girls. But like, for whatever reason, the people I follow on social media, it's just flooding every magazine, every blog, like it's always them, and I'm like, I sort of want to unfollow these people because it feels creepy.
I did that.
I always forget how young they are. And when Gigi, who'd she date? Joe Jonas, and then she dated the
Cody Simpson.
Direction guy. I'm like, why isn't she dating like some hot man?
Where's your billionaire, honey?
Because she's, I'm like, young. She's 18 and I forget because she looks like she's like,
oh my god, they're 18.
Also, she is comes from so much money that she's never gonna have to have sex with an old rich man.
Yeah, that's true. That's when I saw Gigi Hadid, I interviewed Gigi when she was like a little baby on the Cody Simpson video. Mm-hmm. No. It was like a couple years ago, and it wasn't Gigi yet. But then I saw her at Fashion Week, and I remembered why she's a star. Her thigh gap is crazy. I was like,
I really like her, though, if we're going into this. Like, I know, I don't know anything about her, but I like her body type. You know
me
what
too.
I mean? For being super famous, I'm into it.
She's not a stick figure.
Which is crazy.
Doesn't she have boobs, too?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
She's very thin, but she's not like when you go to Fashion Week, people are barely walking. Like they're so thin. She's like regular thin.
Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful. Her legs are literally, when I interviewed her, her legs went up to like the bottom of my ribs.
Yeah. I think they're amazing. And I love what they wear. I love their streetwear.
Oh,
yeah, they're you know,
that's true.
Christina, Jack and Becca like to make fun of me because I like a mirror message. I like an inspirational quote on my mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad you're here because I know you're much like me in my thinking.
I do have a mirror message.
Yeah. What is it?
It just says smile.
Well, that's not that great.
I know. I can go into another one if you want.
Well, here's an interesting story. I think we've told this story before, but Christina and I, every year we write a letter to the universe and we make things happen. Mm-hmm. And like many years ago, she literally was like, oh, well, I want to tour Jason Mraz, and I want to play songs, and I want to, like, get a record deal.
And Kelty's was have great bangs, quit Diet Coke, stop dating asses. Give Christina magic motivational moonbeams. Mine said bask in Kelty's magic motivational moonbeams, and everything on our list came true.
That year.
Write a book? You had write a book?
Yep. Everything came
good
true.
Bangs?
Bangs.
All six things came true. Next year, we wrote, like, 26 things.
Yeah, but a lot of them came true, too.
Yeah. Every year, I had Be on the Breaking Dawn soundtrack in all capital letters.
Yep.
And then it happened.
Yeah. So anyway,
everything's happened.
So poo-poo on
you
your
guys are like witches.
I know.
Are we like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, or are we just very open and like manifesting because we're willing to work for it too? I think that takes.
I think you have to make your intention and then work.
It's a lot of work.
It's not gonna happen while you just sit on your ass.
You can't be lazy.
Yeah, but I do think writing it down, I think like when we type it sometimes, it doesn't happen. It's like for me, I have to write it down with my hand because the very first list I was writing down, you were like, grab a pen.
Yeah, you're right.
I still remember.
So other than smile, do you have like a mantra, life lesson?
My mantra, life lesson really comes for me right before I walk on stage. So like when I am doing other things in the world, like throughout the day, I feel like I'm okay. But like when I'm about to go on stage, like I want to die. And like my whole body wants to go the other way. And I'm always really freaked out that my feet just walk me out on stage. Like even though every single like nerve and like my whole central nervous system is like shutting down, I can feel it. Like I'm going to die. And then I just walk out on stage and smile and like, and do my thing. So I've gotten really good at talking to myself before each show so that it would get a little bit easier each time, even though it really hasn't, but maybe it's because I do this and it's kind of classic. It's like, I'm enough just the way that I am. Like, it doesn't matter what I sound like today, look like today. If I'm like bloated, they have no idea. If I'm like 10%, my voice is like 10% hoarser than it was the night before. They have no idea. Like what they're getting of me right now is so 100% okay. That's why they came. And then I walk out on stage.
Does it go away once you start your nerves?
For me, it's the third song.
Mm.
So the first two are like throwaways. I'm like, they better not be important because I can't breathe.
Like your voice is like shaky and stuff.
Oh my God. Every every single time. It's
like, do you think people know this, though?
We get so... Yeah, everyone. I mean, my band does. I don't think that people do.
But the audience.
Well, I've asked a lot of people that I love and trust, and they're like, you're crazy. You don't look nervous at all. So apparently, I think the trick is you smile. I think when you're smiling and like doing dorky dance moves like I do, people are so distracted, they don't realize that you're about to barf.
Like, I'm just going to move around a lot. They won't notice that I'm freaking out on the inside.
Yeah, I think so.
Last question. Does it ever scare you to be, like, the sad song girl? Like, are you ever scared that you're never going to allow to be happy? Like, what happens if you get happy? And then how are you going to write the songs that everyone, like, cries over?
Well, that's a very good question.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, I've thought about it a lot. I also love people like Elizabeth Gilbert who talk about creativity and how, like, you know, for me, it's also, like, having such a big song, like, 1,000 Years, because that is the biggest one I have, and that was, like, 4 years ago. So, like, how do I navigate through that, and how do I be creative still? I think it's tied up in what you're saying about sad songs because, you know, Jar is, like, my dark, sad song, and I have... plenty of experience to pull from for life for that. But 1,000 Years is really happy. I mean, it was like
That's
the opposite.
True.
I did kind of do a one, you know, kind of both ends, but I am really afraid when I'm happy because then I don't want to sit in my room and write music. I would just want to be snuggling with whoever's making me super happy. So I have to I have to push myself to like write. I have to like try really hard to be creative when I'm happy. And I wrote Be My Forever when I was really happy. Mm-hmm. The words I wrote when I was really happy. There's songs like
Burning
I like.
Gold is like one. I listen to that when I work out.
We're starting fires. We're starting fires. And I know you actually do that. So thank you, best friend. But yeah, I feel like no, I'm not going to keep myself unhappy for life because like that's just crazy. But I do feel like, you know, when I'm heartbroken, you know, good songs are definitely going to come. But I have a feeling, especially for album 3, that I have plenty already. I have like 30 ideas.
Okay, last thing before we ask the vampire, who's the coolest celebrity you know?
Coolest celebrity? Oh, what kind of cool?
Like just the one that is just rad.
Probably Ed. Yeah, probably Ed. Probably
Sheeran for those of you.
Oh, yeah.
Not
sorry.
On a first name basis.
Not Ed Helms.
But
no.
He would never consider himself cool, which I think is cool. So, like, Ed is cool without trying to be cool. I also love Colby Kelly. Her and I had the best summer ever together. And Rachel Platten, I think, is super cool. And these are just, like, super good friends of mine, though. And then, you know, I think Paul McCartney is the coolest person ever.
Oh,
you know,
God, yeah.
I just want to be him. All right, Chris Martin. Chris Martin's the coolest. I don't know.
Can
they're
you
all
date
cool.
him,
Chris Martin?
I mean, I think he's single, but
can you date him?
Yeah,
I don't know if I can.
Kelty knows who's with who. All
you know
the
what?
Time.
No, I couldn't
dating?
Date him because I love him too much. Like as a writer, I
that's
couldn't.
The thing. You don't want to see the peen of someone you love so much, then you can never enjoy their music ever again.
Yes, you can.
You can get over
I just
it.
Think if he. Yeah, I couldn't go there. And I've also gone there before, and it's, like, not a good idea. So
it just, like, ruin everything?
It ruins everything. So I don't want to date Chris Martin. I just want to love his music forever.
Okay.
I'm going to write it down in my own handwriting and manifest that.
He is so cute and so
for you,
nice.
For you.
Okay.
Same.
Okay.
I just, oh that's God. What, that, like, just, I think that that's, I'm a matchmaker also.
Oh.
I think
in
that's
addition
a great
to dengue fever, Becca
I am a good matchmaker.
He did sing along with me when I was doing
of
Be
course.
My Forever. He was backstage going, a Be My Forever, a Be My Forever, in the microphone.
Oh, see, I would have fallen in love.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay.
Couple.
We're so excited, guys. We're going to be around the corner with Ask the Vampire. And Christina, can you stick around? Can you stick around and help our fans figure out their lives?
Yes.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Vampire.
Welcome back, you guys. Before we start, Ask the Vampire, since this is the last week that we will be called the Vampire, this is the last week that you can use...
Maybe.
What? Are we going to keep it?
We're going to try really hard to have our name change next week.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope that we're changing it. But
we're doing our best.
I'm rebelling.
It's been a really hard week.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jack, continue.
This is the last week that you can use, well, I guess if, yeah, well, this might be extended, but the last week that you can use Vampire coupon code on jackvanek.com to get 20% off your purchase. So do it now because it's changing. Okay.
It's going to be it's going to be code poop podcast next week for your 20% discount.
Poop podcast, 30% off.
Perfect.
I hope somebody just tries to use that. Maybe I'm going to make it a code anyways.
Do it. Okay. Make it a secret code.
What?
Make it a secret code.
I know.
For 100% off using Boom Podcast.
I'll pay you to buy my stuff. Okay, so
Christina's still here.
We are going to have her. Is that a burp? Did you guys hear that?
Dang it.
Okay, Becca was 5 feet away from the microphone, and I hope everybody heard her belch.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyways, Christina's here. You're going to help us answer some of our listeners' questions that they're writing in.
Okay.
You got to give them good life advice. We've given them some
questionable,
dicey life advice.
Mediocre.
Okay.
Like, we've told people to make a sex tape for success.
I don't remember that. I black out when I give
that advice. I think that was your advice back last year.
I know. How do you become a successful actor in Hollywood?
Sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess for one more week, listeners can write us in using hashtag AskTheFempire or write into our email, fempirepodcast@gmail.com, and we will pick the best questions, so they better be good.
Yep.
First question is from Francesca on email. She says, I'm 24 years old and I don't have experience with guys. Not by choice, just never seem to find the right one. I'm texting with this guy and we'll have a date soon. Shall I text him that I'm still a virgin? I mean, the last time I said that to a guy didn't go well.
Oh my gosh. What's her name? Francesca?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, I think, Francesca, that you shouldn't. Should I talk to her like this? Like you?
Yeah,
hey,
you're Francesca.
Hey, I feel like this is like, what's that old?
Dear Abby.
Dear Abby, yeah. Mm-hmm. Francesca, I think that you shouldn't be ashamed about being a virgin. And I think that you also should be absolutely authentic from the moment you meet this guy and start texting with this guy, because why not? So I think you should do what your gut tells you to do. And if it's to mention it beforehand, cool. If it's to mention it while you're making out, that's cool too. But do what you feel is right so that you don't have any regrets.
But I also think it's probably weighing on you. Like, it's probably weighing on her. Like, this is the thing because, you know, everyone's having sex when they're 12 now. So it's, but it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Like, you can own that. But also, you don't really have to, up front, like, okay, we're going to go on a date. P.S. I'm a virgin. Like,
yeah, don't wear it.
Yeah, you don't have to wear it.
Don't wear that you're a virgin. Just be one.
Just be it. Yeah. Okay, so I didn't lose my virginity till I was like 23. So I like totally identify with this, like 100%. And I think I put way too much weight on it for a while because it like was my identifying thing that I would tell everybody about when it shouldn't really be that big of a deal. Mm-hmm.
So it's super private.
It is. And I think keeping it kind of just, yeah, when it comes out naturally and when that becomes a conversation, that's fine. I don't think you should be scared to, like, scare guys away because of it. Because
if he runs away, cool, not the right guy. Yeah. See ya next
time.
I just don't think it's the sort of thing, like you said, that you have to come out of the gate with.
No.
I mean, I don't, like, meet guys and tell them I'm an anal virgin, you know? Like, why do we have to do that? It's just totally
you, like, have to
unnecessary,
mark a checkbox,
right? Like, later. He doesn't need to know my roster or, like, any of that.
I don't think guys need to know that ever.
Yeah.
I don't tell anyone like, ever like, anything. No, any numbers? Nope.
Do you tell the number?
No. I don't even know my number.
No. Absolutely.
I don't think it's awful if they ask, but I don't ever have to say, and I never have.
Yeah.
I think after you get to a certain age also, it's like, okay, none of us, unless we like married our high school sweetheart, our numbers are not like
one.
You know, one or two or three. And once it gets past that, I don't think that it's important.
No, and it's probably never the right answer.
Never.
It's like asking a question that you know is just going to upset you, whatever the answer is.
Right. So like you've had sex with three people. Oh, my God. Tell me the three.
I guess three would be okay, but like, well, you know.
Yeah. All right, well,
anyway, 68 is probably high.
Also, Francesca, this guy might really appreciate the fact that you're a virgin. There are many times in the past I wish I could have told some guys that I was a virgin. It's a kind of a good selling point.
It's kind of hot.
It's a very good selling point.
But make sure it's the right guy.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Our second question comes from Twitter, and it's Tobin's Becca's. Biggest fan.
Hey, guys.
She says, if you could change one thing in your life, what would it be? I know mine.
All right, then you start. Fever? You start.
I would have not tweezed my eyebrows in high school.
That's counties.
Still trying to grow them back. They're growing back patchy, and I haven't touched them in a year, and I still have just like two big patches.
Oof. Mine's probably, I have like 80 tattoos, so I guess I wouldn't get the one on my butt that says, do you like it?
Wait, please tell me that's real.
Do you really?
It's real. I've seen it.
Shut up.
Show us right now.
Wait, like a tramp stamp or on your butt?
Show us right now.
Do you like it? Question mark.
Like it? Do you like it in the butt?
Wait, I can't see it.
Oh my god,
that's great.
That's amazing.
That's so good.
Yeah, I probably skipped that. Most guys don't like that one.
You have so many other tattoos, though. You probably don't really see
it. It's true.
How long does it take for someone to notice it?
I don't want to go there.
Okay. I'm gonna guess.
It's very specific.
When.
A thing that has to occur. Someone to notice that.
Do you ever point it out? Do you point it out
beforehand so it's not like a in the moment kind of like?
Sometimes I do. If we're playing the game, oh, let's look at all your tattoos, which you know,
it's very popular.
Yeah, thanks. But yeah, I'll point it out so that it's not weird later in the moment.
Oh. I love how you just know what that is.
That's amazing. Oh, God.
I love you, Christina Perry.
I know mine. Go, Kelty.
I really wish that I didn't have the personality trait of getting jealous. Mm-hmm. Jealousy.
That's impossible.
Yeah. It's human nature.
I know.
It's human
nature. But I'm saying if you could change one thing, that would be my... I mean, I know it's
Wait,
not going
to
happen.
I would like to fly then. Yeah. Okay. We're going to make things that's like gonna happen. Be
a No. We're not going into the superpower, whatever.
I'm just saying
I would like to be the anti-jealous girl.
I'm just saying that I have an awesome life and everything I've worked hard for, like if I got a no, it's been totally fine because a no has often been like a great gift that I've, you know, that has turned into something else. Uh-huh. But there's some times where I get so jealous of someone else. Like, oh, look at that girl on that show. And then I'm like, well, I'm also, you know, it's just like, it's
maybe it keeps you driven. You wouldn't know.
It definitely keeps you driven.
If you didn't have it, you'd be a different person.
I would be just on the goat farm.
Yeah, it'd be too lazy to be crazy.
I know, but it's a terrible feeling because I'm smart enough to know better and I can't help myself.
Yeah.
It's true.
Like when I see Gigi's face, I'm like, ugh.
Why not my face?
Why not my face?
Just remember God's fair.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what she's dealing with.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know?
Becca, do you have anything?
I mean, the thing I would change would be this. Okay, I was listening. Kelty's really good at this. And I was listening to Heather Dubrow's podcast a couple weeks ago. And she was talking about how she's somebody who celebrates everything.
Like, oh, yeah. I heard that
every good thing. Like, whether it's birthdays or exciting jobs or I'm sure, like, good grades for our kids. Like, literally anything that is a positive thing. I wish that I could be that way. And I've since tried. But it feels really phony because to me, I think I can't get away from this from the good thing far enough to see that it is so great. It's like me still beating myself up for not making it greater.
Yeah. Right.
So I think that that's what I would really like to do better at.
Christina's actually a really good celebrator.
I do. Well, I also have to admit that I play the game fake it till I make it. Mm-hmm. So, like, mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of that recently because I've been off cycle and I have to, like, jump back into the crazy circus. And I've been really just pretending that I'm at places where I don't really think I am. Like, mm-hmm. I've been, like, saying different things to all my agents and setting everything up for album 3 and, like, dreaming the biggest I've ever dreamed. And then I get in the cab or car, like, afterwards, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't believe that I could do that at all. You know, mm-hmm. and so I've been faking it anyway because I think that's how it's going to happen. So, like, faking it, the celebrating, too, like, even if you're not feeling it, I think that psychologically, like will click it one day. Yeah, and, like, might make sense, like, better to still try that than to just, like, not celebrate life.
True.
I eat a waffle brownie sundae every time I'm celebrating something big or small.
Oh, that's good. I think I need, like, an actual thing to do. Like
a ritual. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, something you do for yourself every time something happens that makes you happy.
Yeah.
I go to Fat Burger.
You do.
There you go.
I get a chocolate chip.
I cry in the car and go to In-N-Out. I do that.
There you go. I mean, I guess I was happy about crying yesterday. Okay. The last question is from Sophia on email, and she says, how do you deal with rejection? I recently applied to a job that I really wanted and spent a load of money flying to the interview and got a no after waiting ages to hear back.
Okay, I love this. Just because I feel maybe all of us get rejected in different ways all the time.
All the time.
And if you do spend a lot of money and you go and you try this thing, you have to do the footwork to try to get the thing that you really want. If in fact you don't get it, I think this most simple way to look at it is obviously it wasn't meant to be, mm-hmm. but like the amount of things that you learn trying anyway, even if you reject it, and that's especially from a dude, like if it hasn't worked out with me and a dude, I'm like amazing, so happy because I know it's not you and I'm going to stop trying and I'm going to go keep searching for my person. And so that's like romantically, but like with work stuff, like it's cool if it's a no, because then I don't have to, you know, waste my time trying this anymore, but I still try really, really hard to get it.
I think as long as you're taking something out of the rejection and something out of it as a lesson, then it's not
You have
really
to look at it. It's your perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also have this theory, like when people ask this question, which I think they do a lot on the podcast, is that I believe in a universal bank. So it's like you're putting your energy, whether it's energy or money or any your heart into something that you want. It's not so goal-oriented as it is just putting all that energy in, and the universe sort of saves all that up in the bank. And then when the right perfect thing is actually coming along, you've saved up all this energy and all this effort, and the universe rewards you for it.
I believe in that, too.
I love that, yeah.
That's awesome.
I did way too much bullshit work in New York to not have that mentality.
Yeah. You're like, it's coming back around,
spray tan too many bitches in New York City to not feel that
way. I also think that, you know, like I said before, like, sometimes the no's, like, last year around this time, there was, like, a whole thing going on at different job situations, and I was basically told, like, that I wasn't good enough to even audition for this other position. And it was very embarrassing. And like, I definitely cried because I'd been working so hard and I got the big no. And like, it really set me back and it really made me think. And in that year, I like worked out, grew out my hair, like worked so hard on my craft. Like I really, if I look back a year ago, what I was doing for myself versus what I'm doing now, like it's a whole different person. It's a whole different level. And that no really set me up to take a really hard ass look at myself, which is hard sometimes because you think you're ready. You think you're, this is me, here I am. Like if you're applying for this job and you didn't get it, this is a good chance for you to look at yourself and be like, okay, let's be really honest here. Mm-hmm. Why wasn't it me? And how can it be me the next time? You know? And I think the difference between people who are successful and not successful, and we've talked about this before, is like when you hit the no, do you put on the brakes forever? Or when you hit the no, do you have 24 hours where you like cry and eat donuts and then get back on and go?
Yep.
And I think it's always good to like look back retrospectively on those kind of situations and see like what you've taken out of it and how you've changed, and like something better will always come from those no's. Like, it really will. Becca says it all the time.
Totes.
Yeah, and I feel like it makes sense at some point. So, like, I feel like every no I've ever had, at some point later in my life, I go, oh. Mm-hmm.
That's why.
So it makes sense later. So you just have to have faith that this is happening for a reason or not happening for a reason. And you'll figure out one day, but just, like, keep it moving. Yeah. Keep trying.
Christina Perry, so damn wise.
Oh, sage.
She's the best, right?
Yes.
The best. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Christina, are we allowed to talk about your march?
March. Oh, yeah. I'm doing a couple cool things.
Yeah. Let's promote something.
Sure. So I'm doing a TED Talk, which I've been wanting to do my whole life. Yeah. It's a TEDx event.
That's
so it's
so
like at
exciting.
A school. And the topic is unexpected, when your life changes in a moment, which mine did.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. That's March 15th. And I think there's information online. Like maybe I'll post about it when you post this.
Yep.
And then what else am I doing?
That's the one I was talking about.
Oh, great. Well, let's just promote that.
Great. We're so excited. TED Talks is like my dream.
It is.
I listen every night to Guy Raz on TED Radio. And
so good.
I love it.
Every time I listen to TED Talk, though, everyone gets really bad dry mouth. So
I bought these things that stick on the top of my mouth that produce saliva the entire time.
Wait, what?
I'm going to try it.
Done. I want to know how that
That's
is.
Amazing.
Only because I know this because I listen to every single one. I'm like, man, that person really needs a sip. And then I'm like, I'm also trying to like write my talk right now with all my slides. And it's like going, you know, I'm having a lot of fun. But I'm thinking like, could that be a sip break? Could that be like just in case?
People get really bad.
No one takes a sip ever.
No, they're so nervous.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys, you have to follow Christina on her social media, especially her Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter.
Yay.
You can't be a part of any of the other ones. I meant like secret. Never mind. Okay.
No idea.
Oh, my secret ones.
Like
great.
Your secret best friend only way. Ones.
Okay,
she's at Christina Perry. And
on Snapchat, I'm Stina Pickle.
Yeah, Stina Pickle.
That's easy to remember.
And if here's the thing. If you don't have both of her records, you should get them right now. Because
honestly,
the last record, Hit Her Heart, was truly from the top to bottom one of the best records I've ever heard in my life. And
Thanks.
Even though you are working on number 3, we can still all revel in record number 2.
I love it very much still.
Yeah, it's very good.
Thank you.
And guys, for us, man, it's going to be a big week next week with a new name. So get on Instagram.
Give us
your suggestions.
Please.
And please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It's very easy. Just go to iTunes and subscribe. you can follow us on Instagram at It's Becca Tobin.
Give us 5 stars also.
At Jack Vanek and at Kelty Knight. And make sure to submit your Ask the Fempire questions this week, because I thought our answers were darn good this week. And mostly, the most important thing you can do for us, if you love this podcast and you support this podcast, is to share it, tweet it out to your friends, get everyone listening so we can make it bigger than ever and really stick it to the people that are bringing us down.
Yay.
Bye. Yay! Woo!
Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can join the Girl Gang from the Fempire every Tuesday at iTunes and PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings. Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you pay at department stores. So, trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep. Hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself, because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.